You're listening to Travel in the Bluegrass with Alan Watts.
Mercer County 4-H agent Dana Anderson says a second set of questions tells the judges how the applicant will use the heifer if they're selected.
A lot of people have livestock that don't show, and I mean, you don't have to be in 4-H and show animals. So we have a lot of kids that just, you know, raise them and start their own herds in that avenue. And so that's the main information they're looking for.
She adds the program does require support from counties across the state and local and state associations.
With us awarding close to 300 heifers in the last 20 years, that money just doesn't grow on trees, and, you know, they only have a limited amount of money that they can buy animals with. So lots of times there'll be local counties that will come up with a source or a donor.
We'll provide more details tomorrow. Follow us on Facebook and Twitter at Traveling the Bluegrass and on the web at youragedge.com. I'm Alan Watts, Traveling the Bluegrass.